Gemara in Psachim talks about the mitzvah of Haseba, the mitzvah of reclining on Pesach. Then in addition to many mitzvahs of matzah, of maror, drinking the four cups, we have a mitzvah of reclining. And in fact, the Gemara quotes Rav Nachman, Gemara in Arvei Psachim, the last parak in Psachim, quotes Rav Nachman, who says, he has a debate, he says, you only have to recline on two of the four cups. The problem is, it's a debate among his students, which one, what he actually said. You know, students come out thinking different things, what their teacher said. So they had different opinions in the name of Rav Nachman. Some said he said you have to recline for the first two cups. Others said for the last two cups, right? He did say, but it wasn't clear to the students what he said. Clearly, it wasn't clear because they came out with one opinion. Some students said you have to recline, he said, for the first two. Everyone agrees he said you only have to recline on two. But the debate was which two, the first two or the last two. And each had their reasons why the first two or why the last two. So the Gemara says, so what does the Gemara conclude? So what should we do then? We have a debate in what Rav Nachman said. So the Gemara says, "Id v'id by haseba." In that case, let's recline on all four. Since we don't know what he said, let's recline on all four. That's the Gemara. Comes along the Ran, one of the Rishonim, earlier commentators, and says, wait, not so fast. We have a general principle, as we've discussed many times. Safek da'oraisa u'chumra, Safek derabbanan l'kula, a doubt regarding a biblical law we're strict on. A doubt regarding a rabbinic law we are lenient on. So Haseba is only a rabbinic commandment. It's not a biblical, simple understanding. It's only rabbinical. And therefore the Ran says it's a doubt on a rabbinic law. And the general rule is a doubt on a rabbinic law we are lenient. So what's the Gemara making it sound like it's biblical here? If I'm not sure, I would recline in all four. That would make sense if you're telling me it's biblical, but it's only rabbinical, so that's the Ran's question. Why is the Gemara strict here? It seems to go against the principle of Savik Durabbanan Lakua. So a couple of answers. One answer is, we'll get to the Ran's answer in a second. He has two of them. But the Shilte HaGiborim writes, when do we say the principle Safek Derabbanan Lakua? That's when it's a debate on a halachic issue. Here, we're debating on, it's not, we don't know what he said. It's a mitzias. It's an issue of we don't know the reality. He says, so when it's a doubt on what the reality is, then we don't apply Safek Derabbanan Lakua. If we knew exactly what he says, it was a debate on a detail in the halacha, so then we could we would apply the principle of Savik Drabban and Waku is you only apply it when you have all the facts in front of you, and then it's unclear which direction to go. But here we don't have the facts in front of us. We don't know what he said. So if what he said is in doubt, so therefore he claims we don't apply the principle here. That's how some understand it. The Ran himself gives two answers. One answer, he says, you're right. Really, strictly speaking, you wouldn't have to. If you drank the four cups and you did not recline on any of them, really, you would not have to go back. Because really, Safek Derabbanan Lakua, as we're saying. The only thing is, when it doesn't involve a big burden, a big tircha, it's not so hard. Two might be a little uncomfortable, but it's not such a big deal to recline to the left when you are drinking. So therefore, we say you should go back. You should recline on all four. But strictly speaking, we would apply Safek Derabbanan Lakua here, except it's just with the saying, go the extra mile and do it anyway. That's the first answer of the Ran. The second answer of the Ran is much more fundamental. So according to the first answer, we do apply the principle, and it's just a stringency to recline on all four. According to the second answer I'm about to tell you, it's a funda- we don't apply the principle of Safek Drabanan Lekulia. Why? He says, because he says, what's going to happen here? We don't know. Let's say, what's going to happen if you? So when we come to the first two cups, I'm going to say what? Safek Drabanan Lekulia. I don't have to recline. I'll come to the second two cups. I'll see Safek Drabanan Lekulia. So I'll end up not reclining on all four, and that's definitely wrong, because we know Rav Nachman clearly stated you have to recline on two out of the four. So if we take the principle of applying Safek Drabanan Lekulia, we'll end up uprooting the whole mitzvah of reclining by the Dalet Kosas. And anytime you apply the principle and it goes against reality, so then we don't apply the principle. We know we can't apply Safek Drabanan Lekulia. We'll end up with the wrong conclusion. We'll end up not reclining at all. And we know you minimally have to recline on two out of the four cups. Like it reminds me of a story with the Beis Halevi from the Soloveitchik dynasty. I think someone wrote an article in the paper about a different topic of Shemitah, of you know, not working. So there's a debate by there. We assume Shemitah is only Drabanan today. We don't have, for different reasons, we don't have Jubilee year, whatever the case is, we assume Shemitah is rabbinical today. And in general, there's a debate how we do the counting. Do we count 7 times 7 is 49 and the Jubilee year is 50? Or do we say 749, 50 is the Jubilee, and then we start counting. Do we go 49 to 1, or we go from 50 to 1? So that's a general debate, how we do the counting. So this rabbi said, since Shemitah is only rabbinical today, so therefore, it's a Safek Drabanan, it's a doubt. We don't know really what year Shemitah is, so therefore we don't have to keep Shemitah anymore. So the Soloveitchik family got very upset. He said, you didn't learn the Ran. You can't, because everyone agrees there is a Shemitah. It's only Drabanan. And therefore, if you apply that principle, anytime you can apply a principle, uproot a mitzvah that exists, you know, you can't do it. So according to the Ran, the second answer is, we can't apply the principle, and hence you have to recline on all four cups. So according to answer number one, really, you don't have to, but do it anyway. It's not a big deal. According to answer number two, no, it's fundamental. If you don't do it, you might not fulfill your mitzvah. In other words, you have to do it, even though it's a drabbanan, because you don't apply Safek Drabanan Lekulia. In fact, there's a Rambam or other Rishonim, right? Let's say we just had Purim. We know if you live outside of Jerusalem, you observe Purim on the 14th. In Jerusalem, on the 15th, any walled city from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, and etc., and Yerushalayim. So what happens if you're a city that you don't know? You have a walled city, or you don't have one now, but you thought it's a suffix whether you were considered a city that was walled during the time of Yeshua ben Nun. So some Rishonim say, what do? You do both. You read the Megillah on both days. Right. The question is, but Megillah is only rabbinical. Safek Drabanan, no, the answer is no, because if you say Safek Drabanan Lekulia, I won't read on the 14th, I won't read on the 15th, and everyone knows you got to read the Megillah on Purim. So again, we don't apply the principle of Safek Drabanan Lekulia, but Makam Tarte Desastre, when it's going to lead to the wrong conclusion. So you with me? Yeah. Absolutely. So according to the first answer of the Ran, if you ended up drinking the wine and you forgot to recline, you wouldn't have to go back. But according to the second answer of the Ran, you would have to go back. So halacha, poskim make it, some say we go back on the first two, but not the last two. Not because they say going back, meaning you have to drink another cup of wine. Or grape juice, we'll see whatever we're going to be drinking. So the point being is that we assume, halacha, according to many, that for the first, let's say, during the first two cups, if you forgot to recline, we say you could drink another cup because you're allowed to drink during that time period. But after you had the afikomen, we usually limit our consumption. So they say if you forget it after the third and fourth, we don't go back. But either way, that's just a compromise then. So either way, so getting back here, so there's so the Gemara which talks about reclining, so the Gemara talks about it regarding matzah, that the Gemara the Gemara talks about it by matzah and the Dalet Kosas. So the Rishonim debate by matzah. Does one have to go back or not? To the Rambam, so the simple reading of the Rambam is, if you eat the matzah without reclining, you do not go back. I mean, you don't have to eat another kezias of matzah again. And the Rush disagrees and says you do have to. And Tosus is mesupik. Tosus is in doubt what the halacha is. So what is the doubt of Tosus and what is the machlokas here between the Rambam and the Rush? What's in the Kudas HaMachokas? What's the issue here? So the Brisker Rav, again from the Soloveitchik dynasty, he wants to say the issue is as follows. How do we view the mitzvah of Haseba, the mitzvah of reclining? Is the mitzvah, we have a mitzvah of matzah, we have a mitzvah of maror, and we have a mitzvah of Haseba. In other words, it's an independent mitzvah. We have many mitzvahs of the night of Pesach. One of the many mitzvahs we have is an independent mitzvah of reclining. It's a mitzvah in its own right. It shows our freedom. Or that's one possibility. Or do I say no? There's no special independent mitzvah of... Well, that's what we'll see. So do I say it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of matzah? Just like the Torah tells us how much I have to eat of the matzah, so too the rabbis are telling me how I have to eat the matzah, but it's part and parcel, it's not an independent mitzvah, it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of matzah, or daud. So he says, that's the machlokas. The Rambam's opinion is that it's an independent mitzvah. In fact, the Rambam writes, you have to do haseba the whole meal. It's not just limited, and therefore, according to the Rambam, so there's a special mitzvah of haseba, it has nothing to do with matzah, and, you know, they might overlap. And therefore, the Rambam's opinion is, you don't have to go back. The mitzvah haseba isn't linked to matzah; it's linked to the suda. And the Rush disagrees and says, no, it's linked to the matzah. And therefore, if you didn't recline on the matzah, you'd have to go back. In fact, what's his proof? The Gemara says in Psachim, if someone was a waiter, you know, serving the meal, and so he didn't have a lot of time, so it says, that the waiter, when he eats a kezayis, if he reclines when he eats his kezayis matzah, he's yotze. If not, he's not yotze. That's what the Gemara seems to say. So the rest is we see from here directly, that if you don't recline in matzah, then you don't get your mitzvah of matzah. So what would the Rambam do with that Gemara? He says, no, Gemara just says, you're not yotze yidei chovaso. You don't fulfill your obligation. Not the obligation of matzah. Matzah you do fulfill. Your obligation of haseba you don't get, according to the Rambam. So it comes out we have a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Rush, whether haseba is an independent mitzvah according to the Rambam, so therefore you wouldn't have to go back. According to the Rush, you would have to go back. And that's the suffix of the Bali Tosvas, that he's mesupik whether you have to go back or not. That would depend if you hold it's an independent mitzvah or part of. Right. So that's the machlokas here. So to summarize, we had the Gemara with the name of Rav Nachman, whether he said you have to recline on two out of the four. We didn't know which ones, so we reclined on all four. Comes along the Ran and says, what are you talking about? Subject to Rabbanan Lakula. We should be lenient, not strict. So one reason why we're not strict, because here is a doubt on what he said. We don't know which two cups he said it on. It's not a doubt on a detail. We know the facts. We're just arguing over a halakhic principle. So therefore, we have to be strict. But the two answers, the first answer to the Ran is, you're right, you don't have to. You could be lenient, except What's the big deal? You might as well go ahead and do it. According to the second answer of the Ran, it's fundamental. That it's a contradiction. If you end up not, you'll be uprooting the mitzvah of reclining completely if we apply the principle like the Beis Halevi said by the person who wanted to uproot Shemitah, or the same thing by the town that's doubtful 14th or 15th for Purim, so therefore we don't want to uproot the mitzvah, so therefore we don't apply the general rule of Safek Drabban and Wukua. So it would come out, according to the first answer of the Ran, you would not have to drink over the wine if you didn't recline. According to the second answer, you would. So we have a compromise, the first two yes, the last two not, for other reasons, you know, for technical issues. And then we had the issue of the matzah, the machokes, the Rambam versus the Rambam, simple pshat, you don't have to go back. Rush, you do. Tosis is in doubt. What is the issue? Whether Haseb is an independent mitzvah like the Rambam holds, or do I say Haseb is a detail in the mitzvah of matzah, Dawud Kosos, and that would say that you would have to go back. So that's and the Gemara and the proof of the Rush is that it says if the waiter doesn't recline when he's eating the matzah, he doesn't fulfill his obligation. The Ran says that means you don't fulfill your mitzvah, your obligation of matzah. Exactly. And according to the Rambam, it means you're not going to fulfill your mitzvah of aseba, but matzah you will fulfill. So since matzah is a mitzvah in our Torah, so therefore we go strict like the Rush, and we should definitely, you know, try to remember to recline when it comes to eating the matzah, since it's a machokas rishonim on a din daraisa. So we should try to recline.